Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police in Idaho are still on the lookout for a white supremacist prison inmate and his accomplice who fled after the accomplice shot and wounded corrections officers. Skylar Meade was being transported back to prison from the hospital he was taken to in what police say was a self-inflicted injury. The longtime interpreter and close friend of Los Angeles Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani was fired by the Dodgers on Wednesday following allegations of illegal gambling and theft from Ohtani. Fleeing Haiti, dozens of Americans caught up in the gang violence.
The days were turning into weeks, the weeks were turning into months.
Philippe Armand recalling the harrowing journey.
The very difficult part was getting around and making it to the airport to fly out.
Gangs have a stranglehold on the capital city.
ABC's Matt Rivers in Port-au-Prince. Secretary of State Antony Blinken visiting the Middle East for the sixth time since October 7th. He is in Egypt again, trying to broker a peace deal between Israel and Hamas. This is ABC News. Doctors across the country finding more children with ADHD. New research shows cases are up by about 2.5% compared to 2019. Congress has a lot on its plate. The agreement to avoid a partial government shutdown at the end of the week just released overnight. The House expected to vote on it Friday, leaving the Senate only a few hours to pass it as well. Senators also getting a lesson in the security worries around TikTok. They got a classified briefing as they consider a bill that could ban the app. Here's ABC's Andrea Fuji.
The bill passed by the House would force ByteDance to sell the app or face a ban in the U.S. Still no word if the Senate will take up that bill, but there appears to be growing support for some sort of action later this spring.
And there may be a plea deal in the works for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. The Wall Street Journal says that the Department of Justice is considering a deal as Assange flights extradition to the U.S. He is facing charges for publishing classified documents about the military. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Ever wonder what's around the next corner? Past the trees, into the canyons, over the mountains, or through the desert. That's where adventure lives. Take a Nissan SUV and go find it.
Marcus is a connoisseur of anything that's free, so he was happy to read the disclaimer on TurboTax Free Edition.
Roughly 37% of taxpayers qualify. Form 1040 and limited credits only. See how at TurboTax.com. That's me!
File your taxes 100% free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your max refund guaranteed. See if you qualify to file for free at TurboTax.com. See max refund guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We have some snow on the way tonight into tomorrow. We're looking at around 2 to 4 inches of accumulation by the time everything winds down during the day tomorrow. Today, cloudy, 38. Snow will develop tonight, 26. Snow tomorrow, 39. With more snow and rain on the way late this weekend into next week. If you love good barbecue, try Grandpa's barbecue sauce made from Grandpa's original recipe. It's wicked good. Get it at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 22.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Todd Aylin. A 10-year prison term for a Waukesha woman whose drunk driving crash killed her passenger. That was Shantae Walton's sentence for the December 2022 wreck that killed her cousin, Deanna Edwards. Walton, who has never held a valid driver's license in Wisconsin, admitted to being drunk when her vehicle slammed into a tree. A Darlington man is sentenced after nearly 200 dead goats were found on a southwest Wisconsin farm he oversaw. Kyle Insicum will serve 15 years in prison and another 9 years in jail after he pleaded guilty in December to several animal abuse charges, including intentionally failing to provide food for an animal. And an Eau Claire man is accused of shooting a crossbow toward a neighbor last Sunday. Robert Willey is charged with recklessly endangering safety, use of a dangerous weapon, and disorderly conduct. No one was injured. Willey eventually surrendered to police, who found two crossbows in his home. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Having health insurance is important. So, if you or anyone in your family has Medicaid or CHIP, listen up. Check your mail for a renewal form from your state. Complete the form and mail it back right away so you don't lose your coverage. If you do lose Medicaid or CHIP, visit healthcare.gov to see if you're eligible to enroll in a low-cost, quality health plan. Keep your family covered. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The Durand Improvement Group is committed to improving Durand's quality of life through involvement in our community. From Fun Fest to Music in the Park, Durand Dazzle Holiday, and more, the Durand Improvement Group's mission is to strengthen area businesses and improve our community welfare. DIG is open to all members of the community, not just businesses. You can help. Visit DurandImprovementGroup.org and become an individual member of the Durand Improvement Group today. This message is a public service of Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Good morning, it's 8:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand, 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telcom. And a Bisalo, your Coyote tractor and Toro dealer, Durand. Shawls LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. And Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning, with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand. Firefighters from Durand, Mondovi, Rock Creek, and six other departments were dispatched out to a wildfire just off of County Highway T near Brantner Road yesterday. The first call came in at around 6 p.m., and firefighters were on the scene for most of the evening. Highway T was closed for nearly 4 hours because of the blaze. There were no reports of any buildings damaged or anyone hurt. The cause of that fire has yet to be determined. The Pepin County Board has approved creating an ad hoc committee to review the pros and cons of changing the form of government from administrative coordinator to a county administrator. Appointed to the committee are supervisors Michael Wright, Chris Sabelko, Paul Hoke, John Andrews, along with County Board Chairman Tom Milliron. A judge sentenced an Eau Claire man to prison for his meth fuel rampage last Halloween. The judge Monday gave Cole Evenson 13 months in prison for threatening to burn a woman's house down, then breaking into another home and destroying a TV. Police say Evenson was high and naked at the time. He's also accused of killing his roommate's dog. As part of the sentence, Evenson must remain completely sober. Buffalo, Pierce, and Dunn counties have all been ranked high in a category that other counties would like to have. They are ranked as one of the healthiest counties in the nation. The ratings stem from the county health rankings and roadmaps. All three counties were rated above state and national averages, while Pepin County was ranked average for the state, but above average for national rankings. Health officials say several factors figure into the assessment, including quality of health care and people's engagement in the community. The man accused of killing his ex-girlfriend last year appeared in Winona County Court Tuesday. Adam Fravel was present for a hearing ahead of his trial for first-degree murder and the death of Madeline Kingsbury. The judge agreed to several motions by prosecutors, including a motion to withhold the release of grand jury transcripts related to the case. The judge also heard a motion from the defense to suppress statements Fravel made to law enforcement during the investigation of Kingsbury's disappearance and death. The judge, however, did not rule on that motion. The ink is dry on a bipartisan measure to fund an electric vehicle charging network serving Wisconsin's interstate system and major highways. State officials say Governor Evers signed the bill yesterday that authorizes nearly $80 million in federal construction aid to help gas stations, convenience stores, and other businesses install and operate electric vehicle charging stations. Lawmakers say the funding will enable the state to open 85% of Wisconsin's highway system to drivers of electric vehicles. Currently, the Badger State has just over 600 charging stations available for public use. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, however, calls the project a boondoggle. You're listening to WRDN News.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at wwt.net.
You're driving down the road, minding your own business, when suddenly you've entered the crash zone. Better call JKO Auto Body of Durand. JKO Auto Body will bring your vehicle back from the crash zone with factory replacement parts so your vehicle will look brand new, and they work with all insurance companies. JKO Auto Body also has a loaner car available while they repair your vehicle. So when you've entered the crash zone, call JKO Auto Body, Madison Street, Durand.
The superintendent of Wisconsin's public school has responded to online threats made to a Waukesha middle school. Waukesha police say Butler Middle School has received bomb threats and a school shooting threat over the past week. Though the department says the threats are not credible, noting they came from Nigeria and Russia. An increased police presence has been placed at the schools out of caution. Police believe the school received the threats because of personnel online posts from a Butler staff member. The head of Wisconsin's Department of Public Instruction, Jill Utterly, said in a Tuesday statement that the threats are driven by hatred, particularly toward members of the LGBTQ plus community. Investigators continue to look into the matter. A Wisconsin pastor was among Americans rescued from Haiti. Reverend Steve Swenson of Providence Reformed Baptist Church in Rice Lake had been working with a nonprofit in Port-au-Prince since late February. Last weekend, he and 12 others were airlifted out in a helicopter chartered by Florida Congressman Corey Mills. Swenson's back in Wisconsin and hopes other Caribbean nations can broker a deal to help bring the more people and an end to the violence in Haiti. Wisconsin is giving out almost $4 million in grants to help employers train thousands of employees. The State Department of Workforce Development says the money will go toward training in construction, healthcare, manufacturing, and transportation. With the funding, 22 employers will train more than 2,000 workers. The Wisconsin Fast Forward program has given more than $49 million toward training 34,000 workers. Republican lawmakers say it's a worrying that neither the state nor the UW have a plan to know who's working where or when. The head of the state's Legislative Audit Commission this week pressed both the Departments of Administration and University of Wisconsin for more answers about two audits that show a lot of people are working from home and many state-owned buildings are empty. Senator Eric Wimberger said the state and the UW need to know where their people are. State Representative Bob Witke says the state has invested billions of dollars in office space over 3 years, and he says someone should explain why it's empty. The state audit shows nearly three quarters of workspaces are empty, as many as 5 days a week. A Republican will not enter the race for the U.S. Senate from Wisconsin. The decision by Franklin businessman Scott Mayer leaves Madison and California businessman Eric Hovde to face two lesser-known candidates in the Republican primary. Mayer told WisPolitics he decided against running against Hovde to avoid a Republican primary that would damage their chances of beating Democratic incumbent Tammy Baldwin. Mayer expressed confidence that he would have beaten Hovde in the August primary and Baldwin in the November general election, but said he didn't want to spend $20 million of his own money to do it. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekans.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? Or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLE5.
Boston Celtics extended their win streak to 7 games, holding off a late Bucks rally for a 122-119 win in Boston last night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Damian Lillard led all scorers with 32 for the Bucks. Bobby Portis had a double-double, 24 points and 15 rebounds off the bench. Bucks played without Giannis Antetokounmpo, who was sidelined with a hamstring injury. Head coach Doc Rivers.
No more victories. I told him that, and let's not go have a party tonight because we lost. But it was just the battle. We didn't lose the war. You know, it was the battle, and they won the battle tonight. Yeah, the war's ahead of us.
Bucks back home to host Brooklyn tonight. Grambling and Colorado, the last schools into the 64-team NCAA tournament field. That tournament starts in full swing around the country today. A couple of Big Ten teams get after it on day one. Michigan State against Mississippi State. Illinois takes on Moorhead State. Both Wisconsin and Marquette will open play tomorrow. Badger guard Chucky Hepburn says he's not just glad to be there either.
You know, my mindset is we got to take it one game at a time. You know, we've been here before. We lost the second round, and I don't want to just go make March Madness. I don't want to make a deep run in this tournament. So, you know, I'm just trying to lock in, you know, make sure my teammates are locked in.
Badgers take on James Madison tomorrow night. Marquette, they get Western Kentucky tomorrow afternoon. Coach Shaka Smart said Tyler Kolek is good to go for their tournament opener. Dodgers open the Major League Baseball regular season with a 5-2 win over the Padres on Wednesday. Those two teams wrapping up their series in South Korea today. That one just underway. Padres up 5-1 in the first. Brewers had the day off yesterday. They'll take on the Giants in Cactus League today and will open their season next week in New York against the Mets. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Ew. Gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Well, now you can by using Hair Volume from New Nordic. Hair Volume is the all-natural solution trusted by millions of women around the world to say goodbye to thin, brittle, shedding hair. Look for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com. Go to NewNordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens or CVS.
The Minnesota Wild had their 8-game point streak snapped with a loss against the Los Angeles Kings last night. Minnesota gave up 3 goals in both the first and second periods. Marc-Andre Fleury saved just 11 of the 16 shots that he faced before being replaced by Filip Gustavsson. Minnesota will host St. Louis Saturday. The Minnesota Timberwolves are almost officially under new ownership. The Athletic is reporting that Mark Lohr and Alex Rodriguez submitted paperwork to the NBA that will allow them to buy majority ownership of the team. Dial Capital Partners is investing in the pair after private equity firm Carlyle dropped out earlier in the week. Lohr and Rodriguez agreed to purchase the Wolves from Taylor in 2021, beginning a process of slowly buying shares of the team over the last 2 years. The NBA still has to formally approve the purchase, which would give A-Rod and Lohr 60% ownership of the team. Minnesota will host Cleveland tomorrow night. Louis Varland had a bad day during a 12-3 Twins loss to the Tigers in a spring training game at Lee Health Sports Complex. Varland was tagged with the loss after surrendering 8 runs on 9 hits and 3 walks in 4 innings. Ryan Jeffers added a home run in the losing effort. Cole Sands takes the hill for the Twins against Washington today. The Vikings will bring back some more players on the second level of their defense. The team signed linebacker Jihad Ward and Kamu Grueger-Hill to contracts yesterday. Ward spent the last two seasons with the Giants. He started in 9 of his 16 appearances last year, tallying 24 tackles and 5 sacks. Grueger-Hill had 56 tackles, a sack, and an interception in 17 games with Carolina. Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News. Recently, Ron Shera, in one of his Outdoor News columns, said, "Nothing happens for the good of fish, wildlife, water quality, or saving soil if it doesn't happen on the land." I'll tell you what he means by this, but first,
unleash the power of the OnX Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring. Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onxmaps.com/hunt.
Ron Shera has been writing for individuals across the upper Midwest for many, many years. His television shows have also appeared nationally for many, many years, and he's won many awards during that period. He said nothing happens for the good of fish, wildlife, water quality, or saving soil if it doesn't happen on the land. And what he means by that is one must be involved to make sure that we can maintain these resources in the pristine condition that they are in, although some of them may not be as pristine as they once were. And he is saddened by that and says that what we have to do is think about joining a conservation organization, something like Pheasants Forever, the National Wild Turkey Federation, Ducks Unlimited, Trout Unlimited. He's very active in the organization in Minnesota called MinFish. And what they do is they protect and maintain and even create more of the habitat and resources that we take for granted. So make that one of your goals this year. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Guys, stop putting your love life on hold. U.S. Pharmacy has exciting news. If you've been wanting to try Viagra or Cialis, now is the perfect time. Call today and receive 50 little blue or little yellow pills for only $120 with free shipping. Why order some low-dose sildenafil from one of those subscription services when we can give you what you want now? Call 800-833-1883 and we'll rush your order discreetly packaged to your door. Been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? Call U.S. Pharmacy at 800-833-1883 for as little as only $120 for 50 pills. Need your package in a hurry? Call 800-833-1883 and ask about our express shipping option, and we'll rush your order to you as soon as possible. Save money on the little blue or yellow pill you've been wanting to try. Again, 800-833-1883 now. That's 800-833-1883.
Forecast for today, plenty of clouds, and we'll have highs upper 30s. East winds at around 5, shifting to the south. Tonight, winter weather advisory in effect. Snow 3 inches possible, lows upper 20s. Tomorrow, 70% chance of snow early. Another inch or two possible, highs upper 30s. Saturday, sunny in the morning, then becoming partly sunny, highs mid-30s. For Sunday, 90% chance of heavy snow, and we'll have highs mid-30s. Currently across the region, we do have plenty of clouds. Pepin at 26, Lake City at 25, Wabasha Nelson 24, Plum City, Mondovian, O'Galley 23. Here at WRDN, clouds 24 with Chris Stapleton and White Horse. It's 8:24.
This love is getting kind of dangerous. Feels like it's a loaded gun. My
His eyes are cold and restless, and his wounds have almost healed. And she'd give half a Texas just to change the way he feels. Well, she knows his love's in Tulsa, and she knows he's gonna go. Well, it ain't no woman, flesh and blood, it's that damned old rodeo. Oh, well, it's bulls and blood, it's a dust and mud, it's a roar of a Sunday crowd. It's a white in his knuckles, the gold in the buckle, he'll win the next go round. It's boots and shaps, it's cowboy hats, it's spurs and let it go. It's the ropes and the reins and the joy and the pain, and they call the thing a rodeo. She does her best to hold him when his love comes to call. But his need for it controls him, and her back's against the wall. And it's so long, girl, I'll see you when it's time for him to go. You know the woman wants her cowboy like he wants his rodeo. Oh, well, it's bulls and blood, it's a dust and mud, it's a roar of a Sunday crowd. It's the white of the knuckles, the gold in the buckle, he'll win the next go round. It's boots and shaps, it's cowboy hats, it's spurs and let it go. It's the ropes and the rain and the joy and the pain, and they call the thing a rodeo. It'll drive a cowboy crazy, it'll drive a man insane. And he'll sell off everything he owns just to pay to play her game. And a broken home and some broken bones is all he'll have to show. For all the years that he spent chasing this dream they call rodeo. Oh, well, it's bulls and blood, it's a dust and mud, it's a roar of a Sunday crowd. It's the white and the knuckles, the gold in the buckle, he'll win the next go round. It's boots and shafts, it's cowboy hats, it's spurs and let it go. It's the ropes and the reins and the joy and the pain, and they call the thing a rodeo. It's a bronc and the blood, it's a steers and the mud, and they call the thing rodeo. Wow, wow.
Here for you 24/7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I saw Star Wars at least 8 times. Had the Pac-Man pattern memorized. I've seen the stuff they put inside Stretch Armstrong, yeah. Well, I was Roger Staubach in my backyard. Had a shoebox full of baseball cards and a couple of Evel Knievel scars on my right arm. Well, I was a kid when Elvis died and my mama cried. It was 1970-something in the world that I grew up in. Farrah Fawcett hairdo days, bell bottoms and 8-track tapes. And looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. But I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1970-something. It was the dawning of a new decade. We got our first microwave. away. Dad broke down and finally shaved the most sideburns off. I took the stickers off of my Rubik's Cube, watched MTV all afternoon. My first love was Daisy Duke and them cut-off jeans. Space shuttle fell out of the sky, and the whole world cried. It was 1980-something in the world that I grew up in. Skating rinks and black Trans Ams, big hair and parachute pants. And looking back now, I can see me. And oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1980-something. Now I got a mortgage and an SUV. But all this responsibility makes me wish sometimes. It was 1980-something in the world that I grew up in. Skating rinks and black Trans Ams, big hair and parachute pants. And looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1980-something, 1970-something, oh, it was 19-something.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And Mark Wills and 19-something. I'm Brian Winnikins, 8:35. This reminder, Ruby's Food Pantry will be held today from 4 to 5:30 at the Mondovi County Shop. It's a $25 donation, but there's no income or residency requirements. Again, Ruby's Food Pantry will be having a food distribution today, 4 to 5:30 at the Mondovi County Shop. Let's run down birthdays for today. This actor's been in the movies Secret of Winds, The Tourist, American Outlaws, and also License to Kill. Ah, he's a former Bond, Timothy Dalton, 78 today. This Academy Award-winning actor won the Oscar for playing Winston Churchill in The Darkest Hour. He's also been in the movies Dawn of the Planet of the Apes and RoboCop. Gary Oldman, 66 today. Also, this actor's been in the movies Tower Heist, The Cable Guy, The Producers, War Games, and Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Bueller. Yep, Matthew Broderick, 62 today? Wow. Also, this actor's been in the movies Texas Chainsaw 3D, Trouble with the Curve, and Grand Torino. He's the son of Clint Eastwood. Yep, Scott Eastwood, 38 today. Wonder what it was like growing up with Dirty Harry as your dad. Just saying. Also, this actor is best known for playing Emery on the TV series Fresh Off the Boat. Forrest Wheeler is 20 today. Born on this date, composer Johann Sebastian Bach, born in the state in 1865. Ziegfeld Follies producer Flores Ziegfeld Jr., born in the state in 1867. Winemaker Julio Gallo, born in the state in 1910. This actor was in several classic films, including African Queen and Dr. Strangelove. Peter Bowl, born in the state in 1912. This band leader led the Merv Griffin Show band. Mort Lindsay, born in the state in 1923. This Emmy Award-winning actor won an Emmy for his work on the TV series Saint Elsewhere. James Coco, born in the state in 1930. Celebrating birthdays today, Bo Meyers celebrating a birthday. Also, Steve Silverlight having a birthday today. And Jane Jeffrey is also celebrating a birthday today. So their names go into the Big Giant Fishing Tackle Box on Friday. We pick ourselves a birthday anniversary club winner. They win themselves a certificate to for some birthday anniversary club brats from Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant. Visit Durant Smokehouse now as the hog sale continues. And you can find out more and visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant. Our winner will also receive a certificate for a six-pack of dilly bars from Dairy Queen of Durant.
Visit Dairy Queen of Durand for lunch today. Don't forget to use the Dairy Queen of Durand app. I used that yesterday. Building up points. Then I can use those points to get Dilly Bars or Peanut Buster Parfaits or Blizzards or some of the other great Dairy Queen treats from Dairy Queen of Durand. To enter the birthday anniversary club's pretty simple. Just give us a call, 715-672-8989. Visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. Send us a message that way. You can also drop us a postcard or mailing address, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, Wisconsin, 54736. It's the birthday anniversary club with Dairy Queen of Durand, Durand Smokehouse, and WRDN.
We've got what you want. You need your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has gone hog wild. Now through March 31st, get whole hogs at $2.69 a pound, half hogs $2.79 a pound. Plus, get $50 off a half beef or $25 off a quarter beef from Durand Smokehouse.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The Pepin County Health Department provides confidential reproductive health and family planning services here in Durand. Services include birth control methods and supplies, routine preventative exams, cervical cancer screenings, STI testing and treatment, emergency contraception, and pregnancy testing. All are available at low or no cost to you. Whatever your situation, the Pepin County Health Department is here to help you. Call or text 715-279-3241 for more information or to set up an appointment.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
For today, plenty of clouds. We'll have highs upper 30s, east winds at around 5. Tonight, winter weather advisory in effect. Snow 3 inches possible. We'll have lows upper 20s. Tomorrow, snow in the morning, another inch or two possible. Highs upper 30s. Saturday, sunny in the morning, then becoming partly sunny, highs mid-30s. For Sunday, 90% chance of snow. Heavy at times and heavy accumulations possible. We'll have highs mid-30s. Currently across the region, plenty of clouds. Pepin 26, Lake City 25, Wabasha, Nelson 24, Plum City, Mondovi, Nogale 23. Here at WRDN, clouds 24 with Brad Paisley and Mud on the Tires. It's 8:41.
I've got some big news. The bank finally came through, and I'm holding the keys to a brand new Chevrolet. Have you been outside? It sure is a nice night. How about a little test drive down by the lake? There's a place I know about where the dirt road runs out. We can try out the four-wheel drive. Come on now, what do you say? Girl, I can hardly wait to get a little mud on the tires. Cause it's a good night. Soaking up the moonlight, stick out a little piece of shoreline. I've got the perfect place in mind. It's in the middle of nowhere. Only one way to get there. You gotta get a little mud on the tires. On a duck blind, catfish on a trot line, sunset's about 9 this time of year. We can throw a blanket down, crickets singing in the background, and more stars than you can count on a night this clear. I tell you what we need to do is grab a sleeping bag or two and build us a little campfire. Then with a little luck, we might just get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the tires. Cause it's a good night to be out there soaking up the moonlight. Stick out
perfect place in mind. It's in the middle of nowhere, only one way to get there. You gotta get a little mud on the tires, and then with a little luck, we might just get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the tires.
On the way, we're going to talk with the new substitute superintendent, Troy Gunderson. That's coming up next.
By now I should be used to the cold. Mid-February shouldn't be so scary. It was only December. Still remember the presents, the tree, you and me. But you went away. How dare you? I miss you. They say
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins, and joining us this morning is the, I guess, substitute superintendent, we'll call him. I like interim, but we'll use substitute. Troy Gunderson joins us, and he was at the Durand, Arkansas School Board meeting last night. Mr. Gunderson, well, thank you for joining us. First, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a retired school superintendent. I worked 10 years at the School District of West Salem. Prior to that, I was their high school principal for 15 years. And when I retired, I ran for state superintendent of public instruction, and I've been doing a little consulting and temporary work like this around the state. And so I'm just a pleasure to be here in Durand and fill in. And from a background standpoint, I'm originally from Colfax, so this is sort of my neck of the woods.
And girls basketball, you know. I'm just going to say here, you know, you better be, I know it's only interim, but you can't be rooting for the Vikings. I'm just saying that.
That's fair enough. And basketball is over, so we're good to go.
Yeah, but there's still baseball and girls softball. And, you know, by the way, I worked in the Toma Sparta area, and you know, we had some run-ins in with sports with West Salem. I will admit, though, the very first Durand, Arkansas football game I did was in West Salem, and we beat them. So I think you might have been president, because that was back in 2012.
I would have been principal then. Or no, I would have been superintendent then.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. So what's your goal here over the next few months? I mean, because it's only a few months, you know, it's only until the end of the school year. What are you wanting to be able to do?
Well, really just help the wonderful people who already work here just do their jobs and be supportive of them. Make sure that we keep them productive and moving the district forward. Lots of great things going on here in Durand. You want to make sure that the people who are still here aren't overwhelmed with all kinds of things that really aren't supposed to be in their plate. And maybe I can take some of that off of them so that they can serve the children and keep the place moving along.
Are you going to have a chance? Obviously, you're going to meet with the building administrators. But I mean, do you want to be able to meet with the teachers as well?
I suspect there'll be some of that as we move around here. I met with the administrative team today and took a tour of the district, and I'm hoping that I can spend some time visiting with lots of people who work here just to kind of get a handle on that and just reassure them that we're doing everything we can here in the district office to wrap up the school year and finish the preparations for next school year so that they can get back to doing what they're supposed to be doing.
You're going to also be helping as well, Mr. Gunderson, with the search for a new superintendent?
No, I think they've contracted the WASB for that. Matter of fact, she was there last night, and the board's going to be working on that. I'm just here to fill in. I'll do if they have questions and would like me to participate, I certainly can do that. I'm also an adjunct professor at Viterbo College, where I teach people how to be superintendents. And so I know lots of superintendents from around the state, so there'll be times where maybe I know some of the candidates where I can help them with that.
So is this Superintendents 101 or what?
I actually teach the finance course.
It's
enlightening work on Saturday afternoons. It's called the School Business Office and Operations, and it's just one of those things they have to learn a little bit about.
I have a degree in finance, but from UW. Well, again, we're just rivals here. I don't know about this. Okay, I'm gonna ask you a totally non-district question, but a finance question. This school funding formula. You're a professor in finance. Can you actually give a brief? How does this thing work? Because this is the only funding formula that I've ever seen where enrollment goes up and you lose funding. I just don't get it.
Well, the funding formula was set up to ensure that children get a fair shake no matter where they live in Wisconsin. And so the state of Wisconsin contributes more to places that have a lesser tax base to tax and contributes less to places that have more tax bases to more value to tax. And the idea is to be able to ensure that no matter where you live in the state, you're getting a fair shake. The problem with it is we continue to chip away at the purity of that by putting money on per student or expanding the amount or freezing the increases. As your enrollment goes up and down, you can really find yourself short-sighted really, really rather quickly because of all of the politics in Madison that change the direction every couple of years when they have an election.
Well, welcome to Durand, Arkansas. And now you're not going to be here every single day, right?
No, actually the first couple of weeks here because of the Easter break and some other things going on, it's going to be sort of hit and miss. And then after that, it'll probably be a couple of days a week and then working remotely from home to answer emails and phone calls, that kind of stuff.
There you go. Our new substitute superintendent, Troy Gunderson, and he'll be here for the next few months, but he's going to root for the Panthers. Not the Vikings, and it's what's Salmo? I can't remember. So he's always okay. I have to ask the coat you're wearing that's got the Panther claw. Now, is that a Durand, Arkansas Panther claw, or is that a West Salem?
Durand Panther. Oh, I wasn't born yesterday.
Smart man. That's all. You know, when Durand played West Salem, I will admit, I said, I guarantee the Panthers are going to win this game. So, yeah, there you go. This is Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
How do you measure the human spirit? In miles covered? Prayers spoken? Or maybe it has no limit? Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Picture this. You're behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground, moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever, and enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
This is where it ends. I've been down a few broken roads that I'm trying to mend. But this is where it ends. And I'm breaking down. You were lying when you said that you were trying to work things out. But now I'm broken down. Went to battle for you always. Fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. And like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down on all of your lies. I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where it ends. To bury all your memories, couldn't see what everybody sees. A red flag said I should have walked out that door. Went to battle for you always, fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and
second chance. And like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down on all of your lies. I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where it showed me what true love should it be. I found myself the second I gave up on us. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. Like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down. I know that you're lies. I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where it ends.
You've been singing that same old song far too long, far too long. Say you'll buy me a shiny ring, but your words